Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Welcome back. So I'd like to continue on this subject of symmetry. I know it's getting to be a lot of videos on this same subject, but it's a big subject, and it could be many, many more videos. I'm just kind of doing a very outline kind of version. But we started with talking about dominant chords and all the... Let me make this so you can see my hands. So we were talking about all the dominant chords and how they can move in these symmetrical ways and along pathways and stuff like that. And that was cool. I tried to get into a little bit of application and how that might work in tunes and things like that. Now I'd like to take a minute and go into just some very abstract concept territory. And what we will try to figure out is minor. Where does minor come from? What is it? Now, this is a pretty big question, and it goes way, way back. A lot of this information I got from Steve Coleman and his research into the history of polarity theory and symmetry and stuff like that. But by far the most interesting thing to me is minor, because minor does not come from... It doesn't come from this harmonic series. We get major from the harmonic series, right? We have fundamental first partial, fundamental second partial, third partial gives us the fifth, fourth partial gives us another octave, and the fifth partial gives us the third, roughly, you know? And we just don't have that for minor. It doesn't exist. You'll never find it in there. You'll find kind of close stuff, but it'll be way up in the series, and it won't make any sense to be as fundamental as the way we think of major and then minor as these two sides of a coin, right? But if we deal with symmetry and we kind of think about things as going up and going down, well, then the minor is easily explainable, and I'm sure a bunch of you heard this before, but just taking tonality to be kind of a shell of tonality being a fifth. Right, I'm playing root and a fifth. This empty fifth sort of signifies or tells us that we're in the key of C, as opposed to like C and F. If it was C and F, well, that would tell us we're in the key of F, because C and F is even if the F is above, you still hear the F as the root. And why is that? This is actually relevant to something I'm going to say in a minute. Why do you hear C? Like, if I were to play that for kids or something like that, and I play this, people hear, oh, they hear that as the root, not. But if I play, now they hear the C as the root, right? So if I play C, F, why does the F become the root? Because what our ears do a little trick and they just reorder it, because C comes from F, right? C comes from F in the harmonic series. It's a third partial. So our ear wants to hear that. So it just reorders it and it kind of puts the F on the bottom mentally, you know. F does not come from C. You'll never find it in the C harmonic series. You'll never find an F. So, but you will find a C off of the F harmonic series, you know. It'll go F. And then it'll go F, and then it'll go C, and then it'll go F, and then it will go A, right? So that's an interesting thing. Our ears do stuff, you know, on their own in terms of just hearing and filling in information, you know. So in any case, if we say C and G, and I say, okay, my major third. That gives me my major, right? I go a major triad and a minor triad. And that's coming from the C harmonic series, right? If I were to go, I don't have an open string on C, but if I were to do it on, say, D, I could get it here. Right? Going up the harmonic series up to the fifth partial, I get the notes for this D major, okay? Let me go back to C. So I could say C, you know. I can get it with artificial harmonics. And I get my major, but what about the C minor? Well, there's a couple of explanations. We could say, well, we're just reordering the intervals. So major, it's like a major third and then a minor third. If we just switch the order of those, the minor third and the major third on top, then we get C minor. Okay, that's one way. That's kind of a simple explanation. The symmetry of the polarity explanation is that, well, you could have, and this is the one that we'll be using more because it has more, it expands into more interesting stuff, which is that, well, you can have a major triad going up and you can have a major triad going down. A major triad going down is, you know, from C, meaning just the structure of major triad. So major third and a minor third. So this sounds to us like F minor. You know, or you could call it negative C major. But we don't really hear it as a C chord, we hear it as F. Why? Because of the same thing I said before. When you hear a fifth, you don't hear that top note as the root. Even if we did build it that way, the bottom note is the root. That's the physicality of that's just acoustics. You just hear the fifth. If you hear the fifth and you're grounded in that tonality. So that sounds like F minor is negative C major. Okay. Now, but that's not what we wanted. We wanted C minor. We wanted the parallel minor, right? The parallel minor, meaning like C major and then the minor that has the same roots, C major and C minor. So if we wanted to get to C minor, we'd have to actually start on G, right? And do a major triad coming down from G, right? So if we did that, well, we're coming off of this other part of the shell of this sort of the pillars of this tonality, which is C and G, right? And we're coming down from the G, and we're coming down and we're making a triad from that. In fact, we could do the whole scale. That's like a major scale coming down, right? Starting on G, whole step, half step, whole step, whole step, whole step, half step. Stay with me, this is a little bit weird, because you say, well, that's just C minor. That's just C natural minor coming down from G. And you can see that too. I'm saying it's the same structure as a major scale, but it's coming down from G. It's the opposite of... Okay? What is the point? Well, the point is that if we have a scale, we can do all kinds of things with the scale. So how do we make our dominant chord... well, before I get into the dominance, let me just here. As you can see behind me, I've getting my studio together here, and I just unpacked all my music books. And I found this one, Harmonia Plantarum, a book by this strange German theorist named Hans Kaiser. Has a lot of nice pictures in it. This particular one right here is showing a diagram of kind of like a plant and how that would relate to this major minor thing. The major minor thing, there's another one I have marked here. Yeah, this is major chord, minor chord. And it's hard to see. You can see up and down, you know, the same structure going up and down. Okay, so this is not information that I came up with. It's very old information. But the thing with the plant is very interesting to think about, because you could say, well, you have let's say you have a plant and it's growing upwards, and then you have the roots which are growing downwards that are kind of a similar structure. So you could say, like, this is, you know, this is the part that we see and this is the part that we don't see, you know, in a way that it's sort of like this is the major and this is the minor, because this could be the tree, this could be like major third, minor third, and this could be major third, minor third going down. The thing is, if let's say that they both started on like the seed is on the ground, if this guitar is a ground level and you see the plant is coming up here and the roots are coming down, well, the C starting here is a C, E, and G would be the major triad, and then coming down from the C would be C, A flat, and F, right? You're gonna get that minor triad that we talked about before. So in this case, well, the plant, the direction the water travels in the plant is up, travels up from the ground up to the top. And in the roots, well, the water doesn't travel from the ground down into the roots, it travels up through the roots as well. The water goes up in the roots and it goes up in the tree. So that, you know, is not a very great explanation of what, you know, my version of it is not as good as this book, but the book is hard to find. So, but basically it's saying that the hearing is kind of like nature. It's kind of like that water, the way our ears hear, they hear up. No matter which way you construct something, they're going to hear it from the bottom up, right? So if I say this, if I go, okay, that's C major, and I go, and I build it downwards, the triad, it still hears it up. Your ear still hears it as going up. So everything that is built in this negative thing is still going to hear it a certain way, but we could still build stuff that has function and meaning, because we're able to do that intellectually, right? No matter what we hear. So, any case, here's a negative G major and positive C major. Okay, so from one more thing on this video, then I'll stop. So this is just to get to the point of hearing something that is real, you know. So to get our dominant chord, we went up to the fifth degree of the scale and built a chord out of that with a major third, minor third, and a minor third. That gives us a G7, right? Fifth degree of the C major scale, skipping notes. Skipping notes gives you those intervals, major third, minor third, minor third. Now let's take the other scale, the one that gave us C minor. So the C minor, we're gonna go to the fifth note of the scale, that's C, because we're starting on G. G, F, E flat, D, C, this is the fifth, and we're gonna skip notes. That goes to major third, and then a minor third, and a minor third. And this is a chord that some people would call D half diminished, D minor 7 flat 5. But really, if it's as it functions and as it has been in history, this chord is a minor chord. This is F minor with a D in the bass. It's F minor 6. Okay, so is because it's not really a D. D can't really be the root. I mean, it could be the root, but it's not as strong as F because you have a fifth. You have F to C. Okay. So you got. So the cadence 5-1 in the positive thing has this tritone that resolves by semitones. Of course, if you take one of them and resolve it by a whole step, you can go to the minor. G7 to C minor. Okay, now let's do the opposite thing. If we take this off of this negative scale, we build this chord, F minor 6. Well, that has a tritone in it. The result's to C minor. Right? But if we let it go by a whole step, we can go to major. And we've all heard chord progressions like this. Right? And that's why a minor 4 chord is a dominant chord. It is a dominant chord in the exact same way that G7 is a dominant chord. It's formed the same way, it has the same interval structures, and it resolves the same way. It works the same way, and that is why a minor 4 chord is a minor 6 chord and not a minor 7 chord. So if you're ever playing a tune that goes... This is not minor 7th. This kind of thing. Okay, that's enough for today. It's kind of a weird concept, but if you stay with me, you'll see that this could lead to some interesting sounds. A whole other side of this symmetry concept, because symmetry always has two sides. All right, see you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.